been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the November the 15th. We already are halfway through the fourth quarter of 2016. And, of course, pretty much the world changed, at least the world of investing changed last Tuesday. Today we wake up to a mixed market with the Dow down 38 points after, an eight-day rally, something like that? The Dow is down 0.2%. And the Dow now sits at 18,830. The S&P, meanwhile, is up today as the tech stocks and the energy stocks are up, and the red-hot banks and financial stocks are taking a breather today, a little bit of profit-taking. That's creating this mixed market. The S&P 500 is up 5 points today. That's a quarter of a percent. The NASDAQ is also having a good day. You know, the NASDAQ has been conspicuously absent from the rally, the Trump rally, the post-election rally, but it's up 45 points today and gathering steam. That's 0.8%, and the NASDAQ sits at 5,262. And crude oil is getting its first bounce today, first post-election bounce here. It's up $1.56 per barrel. At $44.88 on the West Texas Intermediate crude markets. We also have gold up $4.50 today. I think that's the first bounce that gold has got since the election. It's at $12.29 as it's been fighting a strong dollar ever since the election. Silver's up 14 cents. It got down below $17 per ounce yesterday to $17.12. It's back up above $17. The dollar strong again today. Bond market finally taking a rest, 2.21%, however. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, I outlined in my newsletter over the weekend the areas of the market that have sat dormant for probably at least a decade, all of a sudden have risen to the top of the leaderboard. And the leadership in the market over the last few years, which was kind of off again and off again, off again and on again, has kind of dropped to the bottom. There's been a massive, massive sector rotation that has taken place since Election Day. And we're going to build on that more today and get more specific. Yesterday, I went through the broad areas. I talked about, well, I haven't talked about that. We'll get that to that today, how it's gone from a growth stock market to a value stock market. Why? Because most of the sectors that are now in play tend to be home to the value stocks, financials, banks, construction, industrials, defense stocks, things like that, while the growth stocks, like technology, have taken a back seat for now. So there's some new patterns, some new trends that are emerging in the market. The best time, obviously, to get on new trends that are emerging is as early as possible. And, of course, on the other side, you've seen the bond market and interest rate-sensitive stuff after initial wave of sell-off back in July. That has accelerated. There's been gasoline thrown onto that fire, and that is another major trend that has emerged since the election. Retail sales come in today. They top expectations in October. Broad strength across key categories. On a year-over-year comparison, retail sales were up 4.3% during the month as hiring and wage growth clearly overshadowed election fatigue. I was worried about that. I was worried that maybe the consumer had zipped his or her pocket shut. awaiting the election results, but at least looking at the October retail sales, that does not seem to be the case. And that's good news for the economy, and that's good news for those bottom line S&P 500 earnings that we're hanging our hat on right now. Building materials and garden equipment sales increased 1.1%. Gee, I didn't make one trip to Home Depot in October. That's very unusual. That strength was tipped off a bit earlier when Home Depot reported. Home Depot actually reported fairly good results. Sales at health and personal care stores were up 1% month over month or year over year. Not a bad read for Ulta Beauty. And ELF Beauty. The miscellaneous store retailers and non-store retailer categories showed sizzling double-digit year-over-year sales. What do you think that is? That's the online Amazon.com, eBay. You know what? I sold my Amazon before the election. It's down 70 points since I sold it. Now I'm looking to get back in, but I'm glad I took a little bit off the table there. Here's the bottom line, says Barclays chief economist Michael Gapin after digesting the data. Here's what we want to hear. The consumer is in good shape. Oh, that's wonderful news. It really is. It's wonderful news for the economy, and it's wonderful news for those bottom line S&P 500 earnings that we remain focused on here at Gunderson Capital Management. Now, the bond route. That's right. That's what they're calling it in the media, a bond rout. I warned of a rout that was coming to the bond market back in July when I started ditching anything that was interest rate sensitive. I believe that the bond rout has just begun. That's the bad news for bond investors. But at least today across the Western Hemisphere, yields are lower across the board, particularly in the EU periphery countries of Spain and Italy. The U.S. 10-year Treasury is down 4 basis points, finally, to 2.21%. But hey, we were at 1.5 not that long ago. We've gone up 3/4. We've gone up 75 basis points. That's a big move in a massive bond market. And these yields are coming down despite a roaring retail sales report for October. So you would think that bonds would be down today on that report. But we continue to look ahead to almost a certain 25-point raise in rates by the Fed in December. But let's not forget, it's the market that's taking rates higher right now, not the Fed. Governor Rosengren, he's the Boston Fed president, he said that we are still on course for a rate hike in December. This is probably one of the most telegraphed rate hikes of all time. Who's Trump's first phone call to? Well, it wasn't his first phone call, but he didn't wait long. Looking to normalize U.S.-Russia ties, President-elect Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin spoke by telephone on Monday and agreed to work towards constructive cooperation and combine efforts to tackle international terrorism. Meanwhile, Russia's economy minister has been detained over an alleged bribe. No, I can't imagine that. Relating to a mega domestic deal between two of the country's biggest oil companies. Big news here in the financial sector. SEC Chairman Mary Jo White. Now, she's the one that Elizabeth Warren was asking to be fired because she wasn't tough enough on the financials. She's stepping down around the same time President Obama exits the Oval Office. What does this do? This opens the door to a Republican-appointed leader of the SEC, that's the Securities and Exchange Commission, who could move to loosen rules on Wall Street. And that's one of the reasons why you've seen the big rally in the financial stocks over the last several days. I personally think that the financial stocks are in play for a long time to come. And some of the rules that they'll be looking at is rolling back curbs required by the 2010 Dodd-Frank Act. I talked about that in my newsletter over the weekend. I put a picture of Elizabeth Warren in the newsletter and a picture of Barney Frank talking about how this will come under fire. And the new Republican administration will be looking at relaxing mutual funds uses of derivatives and limiting controls on algorithmic traders and dark pools. Things not going so well in Europe. You know, their model is not working. Their GDP grew by 0.3%, 0.3% in the Eurozone in Q3, or 1.6 on an annual basis. They're having a hard time getting any growth going there in the Eurozone. Well, when we come back, we'll continue to talk more about what the change in the world, well, in the U.S., of course, we pretty much dominate the world economy. What it means for your portfolio, because it's been turned upside down since the election. And now there's a clear path being laid out that we have not had for a long time. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Tin soldiers and Nixon coming. We're finally...
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. To all of you that have been waiting until the election is over, newsflash, the election is over, and it didn't end up the way most expected, and now we have a clear path in the market. That's all we're really worried about as market investors, is to take a big chunk and dose of uncertainty out of our path, please, and give us some clear direction. And now we have it, finally. In fact, there are many that are calling for a big year-end rally in the market. Well, I showed my numbers on the market, earnings, that is. Every week I put a graph in my newsletter that shows where earnings were in 2006 and where they are today, 2016. And what do we care about? The direction of those earnings. As long as those earnings continue to rise, the market will continue to rise. And, of course, the market can't get too far out in front of earnings. Otherwise, you get an overvalued market. I would say we're not at an overvalued market right now. We're not at a cheap market. But the numbers would suggest, and we update them every single week, that the market can continue to follow earnings higher. And we get very good news today that the consumer is in good shape. I didn't know that. Gee, I better get out there and start spending in the economy again. But that big dose of uncertainty, let me tell you, it really did permeate a lot of sectors, areas in the market. You know, since the election, I'll tell you another kind of surprising sector that has really taken off are the restaurant stocks. The restaurant stocks, which haven't done anything for so long. How about a stock like Cheesecake Factory breaking out to new highs? How about a stock like Darden Restaurants breaking out with a vengeance? And as I think to myself, you know, well, number one, if Trump is good for the economy, that puts extra coins jingling and jangling in one's pocket, and people do like cheesecake, you know, and people do like spaghetti and meatballs and this kind of thing, and maybe this will help. And let's not forget that maybe these restaurants won't have so many restrictions as it relates to Obamacare, and maybe things will be a little bit easier for the restaurant industry as far as regulations and as far as minimum wage types of things. They've really been under fire recently, and that's a sector that has not done really well at all. I've also watched the airline stocks just take off since the election. In fact, the transportation sector in general, which would include the railroads, which would include the airlines, and which would also include the trucking stocks. Let me say this about the trucking stocks. We live on the border here in San Diego. NAFTA was a big, big hit to the American trucking industry because it used to be that the Mexican trucks with their goods could not cross the border. They had to offload their goods onto U.S. trucks. Well, NAFTA put an end to that. And you've heard Mr. Trump's opinion on NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, and now you see the American U.S. trucking stocks. I'm back into one so far, and I own many others through a sector bet that I investment that I made in the transportation sector. Old Dominion, J.B. Hunt, etc. These stocks are now taking off. Now let's talk about the airlines. Well, the airlines have been heavily regulated. I remember when Ronald Reagan deregulated the airlines. It had good effects and it had bad effects. But now we learn that Warren Buffett has been investing in the airline stocks. And I've been noting in my app, the Best Stocks Now app, which I'm so proud of, it's doing exactly what it was designed to do. To pick up on new major trends and point me in the direction in a very fast manner of where the action is shifting to. And as I said, over the last couple of weeks, we had absolutely no direction whatsoever in the market. If you've ever been in a sailboat in the harbor or in the bay when there's not any wind, that's what the market has been like. Absolutely no direction whatsoever. Or if you've been on a fishing trip when there's absolutely no current, you need a little bit of current. We like to drift in the harbors with live bait, and as long as you got some current, you're moving along and you're dragging that bait along the bottom, hopefully to tantalize a great big halibut or something of the like. When there's no current, you're just sitting there. You're dead in the water, and that's what the market has been for the last several months. But since the election, we have seen a major emergence of new leaders in the market. And believe it or not, one of those leading sectors is the airline stocks. United Airlines, American Airlines, Delta, Alaska Airlines, Southwest Airlines, JetBlue, Hawaiian Airlines, Allegiant Airlines. Interesting, isn't it, to see these new leaders emerge? Why? Because the world has changed. How can you keep investing? Now, the vast majority of investors out there are in an asset allocation model, which relies heavily on the bond market. If you're 30 years old, you should have 30% of your assets in bonds. If you're 50 years old, you should have 50%. If you're 70 years old, you should have 70% of your assets in the bond market. Well, that model worked pretty good in an interest rate environment over the last 20 years, which I showed in my newsletter over the weekend. In fact, I showed a 30-year chart of interest rates. It's been like a water slide, down, 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 until we hit 5,000-year lows. And now we're starting to turn the corner. And I'm here to say that an asset allocation portfolio, which relies heavily on the bond market, is in trouble. You've already seen the hit that the bond market has taken. I showed several charts over the weekend of U.S. government bonds. So all you got to do is look at an exchange-traded fund like TLT, which is the U.S. long bond. You can look at IEV, which is the 10-year treasury. It's an ETF that buys 10-year treasuries. You can look at a sovereign debt closed-end fund like TEI. That's the Templeton Emerging Markets Debt ETF. You can see how it's falling off a cliff right now. You can look at HYG, which is the high yield sector of the market. You can look at junk, JNK, which are junk bonds. Now look at your portfolio and see if you have any of these categories in your portfolio. They're falling off of a cliff right now. And I've heard reports of people listening to my show that have called their brokers and they said, oh, don't worry, there's plenty of liquidity. We're not worried about liquidity. We're worried about the principal, the loss of principal due to rising interest rates, which I think have just started. Well, when we come back, we'll continue to point the compass. We'll continue to navigate the waters to the most fertile areas of the market, of the ocean right now. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Interesting to see the technology and the NASDAQ stocks finally joining in the fray here today. But we've already seen just an explosion to the upside since last Tuesday, actually beginning Wednesday morning. Remember, futures were down 800 points Tuesday night. I had some VIX holdings, VXX ETF. They were soaring in the after hours. And then by the time Wednesday morning came around, they were kind of back to where they started. So I unloaded them and started going long in the market, long in the tooth in certain areas of the market that really have not worked for a long, long time. And I'm so proud of my little Best Stocks Now app. It was designed to show me when the trends in the market are changing and to pinpoint the areas of the market and to even narrow it down to the individual stocks that all of a sudden are taking over leadership in the market. And we've already talked about some of the main areas, some of the main sectors in the market, some of the main asset classes in the market, which now today we're going to pinpoint that a little more. Now, when all is said and done, the Dow Jones Industrial or the S&P 500 is up about 5-6% so far this year. And again, that doesn't even begin to tell the story. It's been start, stop. Remember January, it was completely stop as oil prices were plunging, as emerging markets were plunging, as the market was awaiting a pounding by the Fed of rising rates. And we had the nasty January sell-off. We had the total about-face. I mean, in an instant, the Fed did their about-face. Markets turned around. And then there was Brexit, and then there was the Fed hanging over their head again of the market, and then there was the election concerns, there was global growth concerns. It's been one thing right after another. The emerging markets they were faring well up leading up until the election, but now that we have supposedly a protectionist that will be taking over, the emerging markets are running for cover. The emerging markets, not a good place to be right now. And as I said yesterday, I would focus on U.S. markets right now. There's a big clue for your 401k. Now, you do your own research. You do what you want to do. I would not have any exposure to China, Latin America, or other emerging markets at the current time, nor would I have any exposure to Europe. Europe continues to flounder along. The U.S. Treasury, the bond market now, is about flat for the year, but it's been hit hard since July, but really over the last several days since Mr. Trump won the election. Now, why is that? The Fed has not done a darn thing. The reason is people are selling their bonds. That drives interest rates higher. They realize that Mr. Trump has talked more about normalization of the Fed. You know, we don't know who his Fed leader will be, but I can almost guarantee you it's not going to be somebody who keeps interest rates at zero. You know, that does favor some people. It favors borrowers, but I'm not so sure it's that great for the economy. There needs to be a little bit of a spread in there for a lot of industries in the market. I think increasing the economy and getting the economy going is much more important. Now, the current administration has kept the economy going by keeping rates at zero. Now, that makes little sense. Let's get some fiscal stimulus into this economy, and let's get it going up naturally instead of artificially tweaking it with zero interest rates, which have not been good for the retiree. Where is the retiree supposed to go to get a dividend stream or to get some income coming in? Well, I'm telling you, looking out over the next few years, you're going to have to get your income from capital gains. That's right. I believe you have to get your income from capital gains and maybe a few dividends. You cannot count on fixed income. You cannot count on bonds continuing to go higher as interest rates go lower. In fact, you've been getting most of your return in your bonds over the last several years from capital gains as interest rates went down. You know, how else do you get a 5% return on a bond yielding 1.5%? That other 3.5 is coming from capital gains and the bond market rising while interest rates go down. Well, now that's gone. Now you're more likely to get capital losses on top of the pittance you're getting in returns. I think bonds for the next few years will give a net return, total return, that's negative. So you're going to have to look elsewhere, which I've been saying for quite some time. You're going to have to look to ownership in stocks and dividend yields and get your returns from capital gains. This totally, totally disrupts the asset allocation model. The oil markets have settled down for now. Oil is up 19% for the year. I think oil is going to kind of moderate here in this $45 area. I'm not as bullish at all on the oil stocks as I once was. I've lightened my exposure there considerably. It's a new world that we're now in. And I don't think precious metals are going to perform very well because now we have a strong dollar type of environment. As we look at the technical analysis of the markets, in recent weeks I've been saying that we had a breakout back in July, and then we started to worry about the darn election, and the market went into hibernation. And I said that eventually the market is going to decide whether it's going to come out of hibernation as a bull or as a bear. And I was a little bit worried about a potential Trump victory. I didn't know how the market would react to that. Well, we've got our answer, didn't we? The market broke out to the upside last week. We now have the market taking off the runway. Not the bond market. It's falling off the runway. The stock market. The biggest breakout occurred in the Dow. This brings up another very important point. The Dow is made up of more of value types of stocks, financials, banks, couple of banks in there. There's some aerospace stocks in the Dow. There's some banking and financial stocks. There's some transportation. The Dow broke out with a vengeance last week, while the S&P didn't quite do that. The Dow has more exposure to the value side of the equation. I've seen this playbook before. As you look at your 401k, usually there's choices of small caps versus large caps. There's choices of domestic versus imported stocks or foreign stocks. There's choices of value or growth. Man, I would tip my hat big time towards value right now. In addition to this, I would tip my hat big times towards small cap and mid cap value. Why? Because in an environment that's going to maybe have a few less regulations, that's really good for small businesses. Small businesses have been strangled. Why do you think you're seeing all of a sudden the restaurant stocks break out? I'm seeing small retailers that own dress shops break out. I'm seeing the microcap sector ETF mutual funds break out. That's a major clue. The NASDAQ has not broken out yet. Now, I think the NASDAQ is bound to follow the other two eventually, and we're seeing a little bit of that today. Europe still looks awful. I'm just talking about technical analysis right now. The emerging markets technically look awful. Gold looks horrible. The dollar looks very strong right now. The bond market. Oh, if you get a chance, look at page 18 of my newsletter at the picture of TLT. That's the iShares 20-year plus Treasury bond ETF. That is one ugly chart. When we come back, we'll talk about my current asset allocation. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've covered a lot of ground here so far, but now I want to get to something really, really important. Not that the rest of it wasn't important, because it's vital. It's absolutely vital to know how the tides have changed, the currents have changed, the moon has changed. It's all changed. The world has changed drastically since the Tuesday election, and it's changed bigly in the stock market. Well, one of the things that I really designed my little app for, the Best Stocks Now app, which, by the way, last week hit number 6 in the world of financial apps as far as, you know, how much revenue, sales that day. It's been as high as number 2. It's never hit number 1. But it's generally in the top 100 every single day, which I'm pretty proud of that Douglas Apperly and I were able to invent that. He's a smart guy. He really is. He's a database guy. I'm a spreadsheet guy. And it's like peanut butter and chocolate. Together we came up with a pretty powerful little device that fits on the iPhone. It's on the Android. And it's on the computer, beststocksnowapp.com. That's the one I use the most, is the one on my PC. I just go to beststocksnowapp.com and start looking up sectors and asset classes and stocks. I use it every single day. I base everything that I do practically on that app. Now, the ranking of the asset classes. I just said that it's become a value world. Because the sectors that are taking off right now and assuming leadership in the market tend to be more from the value side of things. We generally think of value sectors as financials, banks, defense companies, building companies, home builders, building supply companies, things like that. And that's what's taking off right now. And we generally speak on the other side of the coin, growth sectors as technology, maybe some of the consumer discretionaries like Chipotle that are really catching fire, etc. The app is pointing exactly to where I see the action right now. What's the number one ranked asset class? Well, first let's begin. What was the number one ranked asset class last week before the election? In last week's newsletter, it was cash. Cash. That shows you how the market had just narrowed into this. Everything was basically the same. There was absolutely no leadership. The field bunched up. There were no leaders. There were no laggards. And now we're seeing the field spread out, and we're seeing new leaders emerge. The number one ranked asset class this week, small cap value. Not only are value stocks now favored over growth, small cap is also favored because of the boost that they're expecting to get from a less regulatory environment. Trump is supposedly going to be for good for small businesses, which frankly have had a tough time of it. You talk to somebody, I'm sure I have plenty of listeners who own a small business, talked to a guy not too long ago. He's a he owns a pest control company. He was talking about the strangling regulations in his industry. And, you know, it's not just the pest control industry. It's practically every industry across the board. So all of a sudden, the micro-cap stocks, especially from the value side of the equation, are busting loose. There's lots of really good small-cap value funds out there. What's the second-ranked asset class right now? Large-cap value. Bank of America is breaking loose. Today it's pulling back some, but it's breaking loose like Chipotle did many years ago. It's breaking out like Amazon did earlier this year. That's right. Bank of America, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan. I could go on and on. Comerica, insurance stocks. These are come from the value side of the ledger. The number two ranked class asset class is large cap value. So number one, small cap value. Number two, large cap value. Number three, you guessed it, mid cap value. Those are the three leading asset classes in the market right now. Those are the ones to really focus on. There's not even a fourth place one yet. These are the ones that are now dominating the landscape. I saw this back in 2003, 2004. Remember the big tech sell-off? That put a sour taste in the mouth of many growth investors, and there was a massive swing to value stocks from about 2003 to 2005. I think we've entered into, I've seen this playbook before. In my newsletter over the weekend, I showed an ETF that tracks small cap value. It's breaking out with a vengeance. I showed the other ETF that's in second place, which is large cap value. I showed the 5-year or 1-year chart how it's breaking out with a vengeance right now. What's at the bottom of the asset class ladder? Anything interest rate incentive. In interest rate sensitive, and anything outside of the U.S. and anything that is inverse U.S. stocks. The bottom, you have emerging market small caps. MLPs are at the bottom. They're interest rate sensitive. S&P 500 inverse is at the bottom. The U.S. REIT index is at the bottom. Emerging market index is at the bottom. 20-year treasuries are at the bottom. Emerging market income, which includes sovereign debt, is at the bottom. This is absolutely vital information to know at the current time to restructure. When a CEO comes in and looks at a company that keeps on doing the same old thing and it's not working, they come in and they turn the thing around. They're called turnaround experts. They restructure. This is a time for complete remodeling. Now, if you need help, there's a lot of people out there that are going to put you right into the same thing, asset allocation. I'm going to remodel and go into the areas. I've seen this playbook before. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST or at GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.